Another night of serious trouble in South Belfast as police come under attack.
Dispersed immediately, as force is about to be used against violent individuals. No further warnings will be given.
This morning on Nolan, a shocking interview. We challenge a racist in South Belfast. He tells me he doesn't care that the business of an immigrant was burnt out in his community.
I'm looking at a burnt out business.
Yeah.
Are you not discussing this?
No. Why should
they? That's his business, burnt out.
There you go.
And you don't care?
I don't care.
No.
Why should
they? So what is your problem?
My problem is I don't want them to.
It's one man's views. How representative are they of the community? You can hear him on Nolan next. Now, what's coming up is shocking, and the Nolan Show will no doubt be criticised for airing this interview, but we feel that we need to get right into the centre of the disgusting racists who are in some way, in a mind-boggling way, justifying this in their own heads. Why do we think we need to do that? Because this is the challenge that faces us and government. How do you stop these racists? How do you try to stop people becoming racist in the first place? The realisation that they are embedded in our communities. So, as I was standing interviewing those people in the burnt out shop, across the road was a man. As I said, he had walked over to me, he had taken pictures of me, and I walked back over to him and said, what are you doing? What are you on about? What are you talking about? You're about to hear his racist views, and make no doubt about it, the good people of the Sandy Row and Donegal Road area, who form the majority, will be just as disgusted by this as any of you are. But also have no doubt about it, the people who are attacking people because of the colour of their skin, the people who are hell-bent on driving black people and Muslim people out of our community, that type of sentiment is encapsulated in the man you're about to hear. He says he's non-violent, but his words are indicative of a man who is a racist, and he's told that to his face.
So, I'm looking at a burnt out business.
Yes.
Are you not discussing this?
No. Why should they? It's not my business. Why should I be?
Because there's a man over there devastated. His life, his livelihood is devastated.
So's ours.
What do you mean ours? He is in this community.
Oh no, he shouldn't be in the community.
All right, you know him, do you?
I don't know him.
All right, you don't know him.
But so it's just,
just about the colour of his skin, is it?
And the blue skin. And the blue skin. Where's all the money coming to keep these people up? You tell me.
He is making money for his own business. That's where his money's coming from.
He's
getting up in the morning and he's working.
Working what? As far as I'm concerned, there's too many foreigners here, as far as I'm concerned. This was a lovely place once, now it's stinking.
Aye, because there was never any violence around this area. Sure, there wasn't in Shaftesbury Square. Sure. This was just a beautiful place, the Donegal Road, with no violence, with no intimidation.
Yes.
With paramilitaries driving people out of the area and kneecapping them. This place was just wonderful, wasn't it?
Oh, so
come on.
What you're
come
saying.
Come on.
Aye, because at least 50 landowners here is very late. What for? 50 landowners. Did you get that in the fourth? No. Boot here, place again as usual.
I want you to look over here.
I'm looking there.
At that business.
I'm looking
and that man, he's on his own. He's standing at the door on his own. That's his business burnt out.
Look.
And you don't care?
I don't care. No. Why should I?
Are you racist? Are you openly
I'm
racist?
Not racist? No.
You're saying there's too many of them?
No,
what's
there's
that
good
mean?
Ones. There's
all
two.
Right.
Look around. Now, you said there's no blacks. What's that?
I did not say
white.
There's no blacks.
I suppose he's white.
No, he's not. Sorry, that's a black man walking on the footpath. So what is your problem?
You're colourblind.
So what is your problem?
My problem is I don't want them to. My problem is...
You're killing the truth, Nolan!
Yes.
You're making a hand.
Will you not explain to me what the? Because I'm here to try to reflect what's happened to that man over there. Like they're standing in the doorway with his premises burnt out. And you're telling me you don't care.
What about the money they're putting in? 80,000 now to help these people. Where's that coming from? Where's our taxes coming from? Where are they going?
Tell me why you object to people from ethnic minority countries living here. What is the objection? How does it affect your life?
This is a white community. It always has been, and it always will be, hopefully.
So you are racist?
I'm not racist. I told you I'm not racist.
Do you understand what racism means? This is a white country, it always has been.
Yes.
So again, for someone that says you're not racist, explain to me how black people or people with a different skin colour affects you. Tell me how it affects your life.
Explain to me why cops not doing better things than look after a mosque. You explain to me why the cops are spending money looking after a mosque.
Why wouldn't they?
Why would they? What for?
To protect property and life. Can I go back to the question? How does anybody living in this area with a different skin colour to you affect your life? How?
Because it's bringing them all in here. It's bringing all the shoppers in. We have no shops. Do you ever look at Sonny Road? We have no shop to pick them all. Is a shankle like that?
What do you mean? First of all, they haven't taken them all.
I don't know. That corner's full. All down there's full.
There's a KFC in the corner you've just pointed
to. My goodness.
That's an American brand.
My goodness.
There's Lavery's across the road, which has been here for decades. So what are you talking about? Where's the logic?
They've only been here a few years.
Have you any sadness for what's happened to that man?
No. I'm telling the truth. That's it.
Do you condemn the people who burnt it out?
No. I don't know who burnt it out, that's why. So how can I condemn somebody I haven't seen?
I'm not asking, do you condemn the burning of that shop?
No. I'll not be here when they take over.
What do you mean take over?
Well, all these mobs are going to take over sometime. So you want me to die unhappy knowing that these are going to torture my grandkids?
Torture in what way?
Ach, now, if you don't know what the reasons are like now, they're running about in London and all with their matchets and all, hatchets and everything. So what's that say?
Like I'm standing right beside you here.
Yes.
And you could probably knock me out if you wanted to, right?
You
probably could.
Okay.
Right? But you are
what?
You're a racist.
I'm not a racist.
You are.
What?
And you're also clearly not very intelligent. You're thick.
I'm thick?
Yeah, you are. When you describe a whole religion.
I'm thick.
When you describe
I'm
a whole religion, right?
Yes.
Because a very small number of terrorists are running around with machetes.
So,
and let me tell you something.
Yes.
There are more white paramilitaries in this area you're standing in with guns and knives to intimidate people than any of these people.
A student nurse has been attacked and strangled on a ward in Craigavon Hospital as she tried to help a patient.
Well, I was trying to scream and I couldn't make any noise because he was squeezing so hard.
So you were choking?
Yeah, I couldn't breathe.
Katie contacted the Nolan Show after the PPS told her they were dropping her case because the patient's medical condition at the time. Katie says she's devastated.
I love nursing and I love studying to be a nurse, but it just doesn't make me feel like I'm safe to work.
This is an extraordinary interview this morning, and it asks so many questions. If the law cannot make this nurse, who was strangled at her workplace, feel safe, what's going to happen when it occurs again and again? Like, how often am I going to say this in this society of ours? A young, vulnerable nurse who has been attacked and they haven't explained to you in depth
why there's no prosecution.
Yeah.
And you've been left in this state.
I just don't understand how they've been able to deem him like that whenever I've seen him, and I know myself.
Do they say in that letter there is a right to appeal?
No.
How old are you, Kelly?
I'm 20. I just turned 20.
Is this your first interaction with the BBC?
Yeah.
Well, it would be my honour in your first connection with the BBC to take this case on your behalf right to the very top of the Department of Health. I will get your case on the desk of the Health Minister. Would you like me to do that?
Yeah, that would be brilliant. Something might actually get done about it.
We will also contact the Public Prosecution Service and ask them and follow up on some of the questions on your behalf that we've discussed today. And I do not want you feeling alone. I really don't.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Meanwhile, you're going into hospital. You're going into hospital on a low salary, caring for us all, and you're coping with this on your own.
I know.
Alfie, can I ask you?
Yeah.
How much do you understand when your dad talks about that?
I understand all of it.
So what does it mean when you hear...
My life expectancy's not as much as everybody else, and I could be in a wheelchair. But luckily I'm not.
And you're just 12, Alfie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you look so healthy to me. So it's confusing to me when I see you and your dad talking about you won't live as long as other people.
Yeah.
How do you handle that in your head, Alfie? I want to treat you today as with respect and not patronise you. So I want you to talk for yourself.
I mean, it's just confusing. So it is. To think that my life expectancy is shorter than other people's.
Yeah. And so you need a bit of help, don't you?
Yeah.
And what do you understand this drug would do for you, Alfie?
It would really help me because it would help me a lot. But there's other children that are going to stop walking before me. So it would be important for them to get it as well.
And is that what your disease will do? It'll stop you walking?
Yeah.
And how soon do you think that might happen?
The doctors say it won't be, like, because I'm doing so well, it will take a while for that to happen.
Okay. My goodness, Jamie. You know, I'm talking to your son here, but we're both adults and it's just not fair, is it?
Another case of being another blind eye being turned.
Here's the statement from the police. The painting of curbstones could... Police are aware of curbstones having been painted in the Belfast Road area of Antrim. The painting of curbstones could potentially be classed as criminal damage. Every situation's taken on its own merits. Well, what are you... Look, you, what is happening in this country?
Every situation... Really
hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Now I'm speaking directly to the PSNI this morning. Every situation's taken on its own merits. Why this round and round and round about language? You're talking to us, the community, who you are partnering up with. That's not an abstract situation. The specific situation is the painting of curbstones red, white and blue. Is that criminal damage or not? So someone goes out in their housing estate, it's supposed to be a mixed area, and they paint them red, white and blue. Why won't you call it out, PSNI? You are part of our community. Do you think that there is sufficient evidence that for whoever painted those curbstones, if you could find them, that you would be interested in investigating them? Why this abstract language when we're all trying to work together to drive racism out of this country? The police continue in their statement after saying every situation is taken on its own merits, when they damn well know that we're talking about people here being intimidated out of a specific estate. Next in their statement, the PSNI say the upkeep and maintenance of curbstones is a matter for the Department of Infrastructure. Well, this isn't about upkeep and maintenance, is it? It's not about upkeep of it or maintenance of it. It's about the potential crime of intimidating people out of an area. The police say currently we have not received a statement of complaint in respect of the curbstones in this development. Well, look, Cathy, I'd like to see the paperwork. I'd like to see the crime number. I'd like to go back to the PSNI and interrogate how on earth you have a crime number and they're saying no complaint's been made.
That's fine, Stephen. I can pass that over for you, no problem.
Thanks a lot.
And I'm lying waiting, and he just again put the gun down, and then blew. Hit me with a knee. Well, I went to do the other one.
So now you're shot in the knee.
I'm shot.
And do you feel intense pain immediately?
Oh my God, it's unreal, unreal pain. Very, very like unbearable. It is bearable, but it's you get.
And how does your mind cope, Liam, with you've got that unbearable pain and you know there's three more bullets to come?
Well, it didn't come. What happened was a gun jammed again. So they decided to lift the flagstone and start dropping the flagstones on my legs to break my legs. So that was the worst part. I was stunned. So I had physically, by a stage, rolled around on my back where my wound here, and looking up at this guy and he's just stunned. So, and I had to turn back around again, but I'm a front to take it. And then...
And they're crashing pavestones down on your knees.
Yep. My back and my legs, yeah.
These so-called
heroes.
Soldiers.
Yep.
Who are still to this day admired, celebrated by the community.
Mm-hmm.
Attacking a 17-year-old.
And won't... And this, what we're talking about, this is... Did they want to brush under the carpet?
What state did they leave your body in that day?
My bullet hole here, broken legs, bullet hole in there, damaged there, you know.
That's in your knee?
At my left knee, yeah. Plus, I'd already had the trauma from the other beatings, you know, but were beaten before that, you know.
And did they just walk away and leave you lying there?
Just walk away and laughed at me, and they actually phoned you an ambulance, so they do. They're awful good, you know. When they do you, they do phone you an ambulance. Like, so most, well, I'll give them that, you know. Waiting in the ambulance coming for me to pick me up, a girl and her mother walking past that they actually knew, come over, and I was waiting on what's wrong, and she just spat on me, you know.
Spat on you?
Yeah, yeah. Just spat on me.